Ladies and gentlemen, what is up? It is your boy King Fandoms here, and welcome to Fandom Talk, the only podcast or show where bullshit actually is bullshit, but it makes sense kind of in a way. It is currently March 20th, and today's show will be kind of a controversy in a way for many people because of its very popular subject itself, but it is one that I promise, or at least I know you guys will most likely enjoy. It was recommended by one of my listeners who I really appreciate. He's probably listening to this podcast right now. Not right now, obviously, but as it gets published later on today. I do want to mention or shout her Instagram out. She's a great artist. Her Instagram is small_boy. That's MOLL_BOY. She does artworks of anime characters or characters in general. For example, My Hero characters like Toga. If you're a character of Toga, which is that psychotic chick that's obsessed with Deku, if you're a fan of hers, trust me, you will love this girl's drawing. She's extremely talented. I hope you guys check out her Instagram once again. It's MOLL_boy. That's MOLL_BOY. So I hope you guys check her out for real, because it's honestly worth it. Her art is incredible and holy crap. So let's get on with today's topic. I don't really have any announcements for today. I did mention on my Twitter. Oh yes, actually I do. My new Twitter will be King Fandoms, so it will be the same thing as my name. I just wanted to make it easier for you guys. So now it would be King Fandoms, which is at King Fandoms, KingPhantoms. Sorry about that. I hope you guys follow me. It's also in the bio. I will be posting a lot of my updates regarding the podcast or any fellow topics or anything that I'm interested in talking about. Or if you guys want to tweet me topics for me to talk about, you can freely do it so there. So let's get the show started, because today's podcast, like I said, it will be a controversy in a way for lots and lots and lots of people. So let's do this. So today's topic is Fortnite versus Apex Legends. Now, of course, where do I side with this personally? Let's start with that. I am a bigger fan of Apex Legends for multiple reasons. I was never really a fan of Fortnite to begin with. Not only because of how the game was structured, and how it really focuses on building. I guess you can say that, yes, I am bad at the game, but that doesn't really have to do with why I like it or not, because people can be bad at games and yet still like it. You can say it kind of contributes to the fact that I'm not really skilled at the game in order for me to like it as much as other people. But it's not the aspects of skill that bothers me within the game. It's the aspect of just how the game is in general. For example, the biggest difference, obviously, in Fortnite and Apex Legends is that in Apex Legends, you can't build, which is a huge relief for me specifically, because like PUBG, we're not gonna throw in PUBG here because that's also even a whole further controversy. Like in PUBG, let's go with the original Minecraft Hunger Games, because that's how we do out here. You didn't have that fucking building, like a fucking story, like a 5-story building type of shit, or anytime you got shot or something or hit by a sword. Like, no, that doesn't happen. And no battle royale game, that does not happen. That you're supposed to die. I mean, if you like, building shouldn't save you. Like, I don't know how to explain it to the point where I sound retarded. I am retarded, but It's like, okay, I don't like the fact that when you're trying to kill someone, let's say, for example, you're the last two people alive, right? You're about to kill this guy. This guy builds, he's down to his last health, and he builds a freaking 8-story fucking building. Like, this man, he got shot once, he turns into the Empire State Building. Like, he does that, right? He built a ramp, boom. You get distracted for a minute, you turn around, boom, he's already coming down with a shotgun. You're dead. Like, building, it is a skill. You definitely need skill to play Fortnite. I admit, if you're good at that game, you are, holy fucking crap, huge kudos, huge respect to you, because that game is not easy to master. So if you're actually really good at the game, congratulations. I am not gonna say otherwise, because holy shit, it does take skill to play that game. Especially, I think one of the good things that Fortnite does do well is with their cosmetics. It's not like a game where the more you play, the more like weapons you can earn or some shit like that. It's a game that really depends only on skill. The only thing that affects the game is your skill, nothing else. There's no buying weapons, there's no fucking with micro transactions. It does really well just with that specifically, because you only offer cosmetics, you know, only skins, stickers, emotes, stuff like that. Nothing that affects the game other than cosmetics and shit. So that's something Fortnite does really well. Apex Legends, they only have cosmetics, so obviously that's pretty good as well. I do believe, to a certain extent, you do need more skill. It's something I had time to think about. I believe you actually do need more skill to play Fortnite than Apex Legends. And the only reason why is the building aspect of the game. If you're good at both shooting, aiming, building at the same time, that requires a huge amount of skill, multitasking skills, reflexes. It's a really fast-paced game. Except when you can't find anybody for the fucking like 5 minutes and you're running around, you can't find nobody. It's a really, really, really complex, I guess you can say, game. So I guess that's what makes Fortnite popular. Also that it's free. Apex Legends proved that any game, if it's free, it will be popular. Not necessarily all games, but specifically battle royale games or MMORPG games, like I'm not sure about Smite. No, not Smite, sorry about that. World of Warcraft, stuff like that. Like if it's an MMORPG, it will be popular if it's free, because you don't have to buy it. And if a game is really good and you don't have to buy it, that's already, you're set. Like, why would you want, like, come on, guys. It's simple math. But that's just the positive of Fortnite. The negatives, like I said before, the building and also the community itself. I feel like this shouldn't really bother me, considering how much time I spent on Xbox 360 back in the days. But it's the very childish community on Fortnite, and the really butthurt community they have. Not all gamers, not all the players of Fortnite are really butthurt, but most of them are. How childish the community is, you mostly find 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds, 12-year-olds, even 10-year-olds playing Fortnite and screaming at your freaking, like, they're just screaming, bursting your eardrums, and you could get annoying. But most of the time, you actually find adults, and the adults you do find, either they act childish as fuck or they're fucking dickheads. I don't know, but that comes from every game, no matter what you play. at least it wasn't It was like back in the days with Black Ops 2, Modern Warfare, Modern Warfare 3, Black Ops. You know, you would just get online and you join the lobby. This really happened for Black Ops 2. Black Ops 2 was like the pinnacle of bullshitting when it came to fucking 13-year-olds and 12-year-olds talking shit online. You don't have kids telling you like, oh, you're fucking gay, you faggot, all of that bullshit, right? The good old days. And you would just roast them back. You'll be back and forth, man. I miss those, but I don't know. The Fortnite community, it just doesn't click with me, I guess you can say. It kind of just, I don't know. I like to separate myself from them simply because they're just not the type of people that I would spend my time playing games with, I guess you can say. I mean, I guess it's not all Fortnite players though. Some, I'm talking about most, there's actually some Fortnite players that I do respect. Not Ninja. I hate Ninja's changed so much, man. Ninja back in the days, if you guys I'm not a fan of Ninja. Fuck no. The day I found out about Ninja was on Fortnite, and I'm pretty sure it was that day when he live streamed with Drake, and that was like the most epic legendary moment in Twitch of all time. I think that's the day I found out about him, if not a few days early before that. I was never really a fan of Ninja to begin with. Not only because he played Fortnite and I dislike that game, it's because of the way he acts. I understand that he has sponsorships and he has contracts with some companies where maybe he's not allowed to curse, or he's supposed to act kid friendly, family friendly. I understand all of that, but the way he used to be before, it was so much better because that showed how real Ninja was as a person. Instead of how he is now as a streamer. I mean, he's always been a streamer, but I mean like how he is now as a Fortnite streamer specifically. Back then when he used to play like H1C1 or like really old games, he used to really like scream his lungs out. He would rage, he would act like a child and just scream and curse. That was his true personality coming out. And that's the best thing that's what streamers should be all about, showing their true colors. I understand you might have sponsorships, you might have contracts, you might have to be kid-friendly so that you don't get banned, especially because you're such a huge channel. I mean, yeah, you are a channel technically, and not even the huge, you're the biggest channel on Twitch, but there's also huge streamers out there that are themselves, yet I don't understand why Ninja has to act that way. Like, he's cool, he has a great vibe, but it's not like the type of vibe that I want to spend my fucking time watching. Like, respect to Ninja, you know, congrats on all your success, but I don't know, man. It's just not something that I personally would watch. I understand that thousands of people do enjoy, despite the community being mostly kids, but I do respect him, obviously. I hope he becomes even more successful in the future, but it's not something I'm really interested in. If I'm being honest, there's also the fact that Fortnite, it gained such popularity over such a simplistic concept. That doesn't really bother me, but it's really overhyped in a way. Like, there are so many games that are so much more complex and so much better than Fortnite, strategically wise, gameplay wise, shooting wise, all of that. But they don't get the same overhyped or as Fortnite does get. Most of that overhype does have to do with Ninja, but not really. I remember playing Fortnite, and people don't believe me when I tell them this, because every time I talk about Fortnite, they know I dislike the game. I hate the game, to be honest. I don't really hate it, actually. I just dislike it. I can't really decide which one do I want to use. Do I want to hate the game, or do I just dislike it? I'm going to stick with disliking it, because there are aspects of the game I do like and respect. But it's just not my game, really. It's not. I can't. It's really... I can't just play that game. It's not the game for me, I guess you can say. Or the Battle Royale game, for me, to be specific. But... hello. So, like I was saying, it's just like battle. Okay, the game was free, obviously. That's also part of the reason why it's overhyped a lot. But building and shooting people and being the last one alive, that's a concept that's extremely simplistic, yet it's really overhyped, which I don't understand why that's the reason. I remember, like I was saying a few minutes before, when I got sidetracked, I played Fortnite a very, very, very long time before the first ever Christmas update. So I guess you can say there wasn't even a season when I played Fortnite. I remember playing Fortnite like a month or two after it actually did come out, around March when it came out. So I played like around April or May, and I had downloaded it. And it was really bad. It was glitchy. There were few guns. You couldn't find anybody on the map. Over time, I came back to it before the Christmas update. It got better, but there were still really few guns. There wasn't even a leveling system. So all you did was just play and that's it. And you won't even find this anywhere on YouTube, because nobody played Fortnite at that time, so nobody has footage of it. But there was no leveling system. It was really bad. And after the Christmas update, it blew up. It got the leveling system. It got more weapons. It got skins. It got all of that. The microtransactions. All of that really popped during the Christmas update. And that's when it got really popular. So that's what brings me... That's what ends Fortnite. That's what brings me to what pisses me off the most about the community surrounding Apex Legends. Not surrounding it, but the community against it specifically. Listen, when Apex Legends launched, right, there were lots of bugs and glitches. But of course, the game had just come out. It's a game that it blew up immediately. So obviously, I'd expect Respawn to not have servers ready for that amount of people. Like, I'd expect them to have like a few servers ready for a few hundreds, in fact, thousands of people. Probably tens of thousands. But with the hundreds of thousands, millions of players that started playing right away in that first week, I'd expect them to have lots of issues with servers, connection problems. But my issue is that when Fortnite started, it had all of these issues. All of these issues that were happening with Apex crashing, closing the game. It was really annoying, to be honest. Nobody mentions or even talks about that, but when Apex comes out, I guess you can say people had high high expectations for Apex. But you also do have to remember, the game did just come out, so you can't really destroy the game because of a few glitches and bugs that it has. Like, you can't really bash on it for no reason. I mean, yeah, there is a reason, but not that specific reason. It makes no sense. There is also other things that I do like about Apex. Well, the community, at least. They're not really that many dickheads.
I did play online. Apex kind of forces you to play online with random people because they don't have solos yet. Nor do they have squads. They do have squads, but squads are threes, not four. They don't have duos, none of that. So you're really forced to play with people if you don't have a group. But I played with some people, and they're all chill as fuck. Like, these dudes that I've met, they're all chill. Maybe one or two were dickheads, but that comes from every game. They were really chill people, you know, nothing too crazy. They're really cool. And, you know, they were just one of the best people that I've met on the game, honestly, surprisingly. I added a few of them. I still play with them till this day. And they're really chill. So I don't understand why communities such as Apex gotta be so different from Fortnite, despite them both being battle royale games. Maybe because of the 12-year-olds that Ninja brought in with them, basically. Who knows? But I don't know. It's weird. There's also, let's see, Apex. Let's talk weapons. Let's definitely talk weapons. Which game do I think has the best weapons? I would say Apex Legends. Fortnite weapons. Look, Fortnite weapons can be amazing as hell. They can be the most overpowerful. The most OP sniper, the most OP pistol, handgun, rifle. That's cool. RPG, fucking laser cannon, whatever the fuck you want to have, right? That's all cool. That's great. But the thing that kills it is the building aspect of the game itself. Because what's the point? If someone can turn it into the fucking Statue of Liberty, and you have like a fucking sniper rifle, like, what is that gonna do? I mean, depending on, like, the building just fucks everything up, man. In Apex Legends, it's straightforward. You either use your skills to kill the person, or the person kills you. There's no escaping it unless you have a specific ability, like Mirage, where you can leave a fake self, or you can run, turn invisible, or rave when you can turn invisible and run away. And abilities like that could save you, but unless you don't have those, you're it really depends on your skill. You don't build, you don't have, like, it's not really complicated as much as Fortnite is, and I really do enjoy the fact that it's straightforward, and it really gets down it really gets down to what the game is supposed to be, which is a simple battle royale, last one standings. You have to carry one else to win, or people kill you and you lose. Very simple, no building, and no, none of that nonsense. No fucking jumping, parachuting across the map. No, okay, no. That's that it. And then, wow, let's talk gameplay also. The trampoline, or the, I haven't played Fortnite in so long, so sorry if I get these facts wrong. You guys are free to let me know on Twitter if I'm getting anything wrong, and you can correct me. I don't really enjoy how some of the mechanics in Fortnite actually works. For example, the gliding with your parachute when you jump on a trampoline or whatever the fuck that thing is. Like, yes, it's cool, you know, all of that, but is it really necessary? Like, why can't it stay boots on ground, like, just straightforward, like shooting, throwing grenades, RPGs. It can just stay straightforward just like that. I don't understand why they would do that, but they did, and it's really fucking annoying. Because, like, what the fuck, man? I'm trying to kill someone, and this man glides away like he's on an airplane. Like, what the fuck, bruh? Why? I don't get it. I really don't fucking get it. It's really annoying. In Apex, you straightforward. It's either your reflex to save your ass, or your abilities do, or you're fucked. It's impossible to escape unless you got really lucky and another team fucking teabags the guys attacking you and you get to escape. Like, no, but really, in both games, in general, in total, retardedness. In both games, rely on skill. Cosmetics wise, Fortnite definitely won, only because they've been out longer, so that's why they won in the cosmetics industry. But if you want to talk gameplay, if you want to talk graphics, if you want to talk how the game manages and connects with their players, I say on that third category, Fortnite 1, with connecting to their players because of the amount of skins they produce and how it connects to so many people. Like, for example, the Infinity War event they had, how it connected with so many people, like Marvel fans, or the John Wick skin, or any other skin related to that. But if you were talking gameplay and graphics, I would have to say Apex Legends. They certainly have better gameplay, better graphics, obviously. I do enjoy how smooth the movements can be within Apex, how the guns work, how realistic they are to a certain extent. I enjoy having to pick up like attachments and strategically deciding where you should go, what attachments you use, the armor you want to use. Like, that's all really cool. I do enjoy that. It's the basic of all Battle Royale games. But in my opinion, I believe that Apex definitely would beat over Fortnite any day. Not trying to be biased or anything. I just do believe Apex Legends is better than Fortnite. But if anyone wants to debate on me on that, just let me know on Twitter. Please, just let me know. Now, my Twitter is at King Phantoms now. So that's KingPhantoms. If you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, if you like this podcast today, please let me know on Twitter as well. Stay tuned for the second segment in a minute or two after this short ad. I will be discussing a few things, for example, like future plans, and I hope you guys stay tuned for that. So if you guys did enjoy this podcast, please let me know on Twitter, applaud it, whatever you have to do. Keep up the grind, don't stop, don't let nobody stop you. And as always, keep it ghostly. Peace out. Hey guys, what's up? Hope you guys enjoyed the first segment of the podcast. This is just the second segment, just talking about what's be going on in the future, what's topics I'm thinking about discussing. And if you guys have any other ideas for topics, you let me know on Twitter at King Phantoms. So let's get into this. So I'm thinking of discussing lots of video games that I've played in the past. Also thinking about playing in the future. For example, games that I've played in the past would be like Resident Evil 2, Outlast, one of my favorite horror games in general, Call of Duty games, one of my favorites, Battlefield, FPS, all those type of games. I will be discussing all of them in details, or comparing them to other games like I did today with the Fortnite and Apex Legends feud in a way. I'm not really sure what else I should be doing for the podcast. I am thinking of including like a comic book segment as well, where I just discuss like what's my favorite comic book of the month, for the week, any recommendations that you guys should read, what my favorite characters are. If you didn't know, I'm a DC guy myself, so I like DC over Marvel any day. What comics you should read, why haven't you read them, shit like that, you know. There's also stuff that I've also wanted to do. For example, like talk about anime as well. I am a huge fan of anime. Also cartoons, TV shows, movies, stuff like that. Thinking about making a segment for each. Just talking about what I think of each one of them. If you guys want to suggest me or ask me anything, you let me know on Twitter, like I said before. There's going to be a relatively short segment because I am trying to wrap it up. And I hope you guys are having a great day once again. And as always, keep it ghostly and peace out. Thank you for listening.